explained to everybody, whenever we perform mitzvahs, so it is important for us to know whether we're dealing with a mitzvah in HaTorah, a mitzvah that actually comes from the Chumash itself, or whether we're dealing with a mitzvah in the Rabbanan, something that was instituted by the Chacham at a later date. It does not mean that we don't perform mitzvahs to Rabbanan. It doesn't mean that we take mitzvahs to Rabbanan lightly, but there are important halachic differences within the world of Deraisas and the world of the Rabbanan. So let's say, for example, when we're dealing with the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar, learning this year, we're learning with dealing with the mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, putting on tefillin. Those are clearly mitzvahs min HaTorah. When we're dealing with mitzvahs such as lighting Chanukah candles, reading the Megillah, those are mitzvahs to Rabbanan. When we speak about Uchos Tefillah, so then we have to identify which parts of Tefillah are min HaTorah, which parts of Tefillah are min Derabbanan. And again, not that we're going to take the Derabbanan lightly, but there are important halachic differences. So the first part of Uchos Tefillah that we're going to speak a little bit about this morning is a mitzvah that is not clear whether it is a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah min Derabbanan. And that is the recitation of Birchas HaTorah. We say the three brachas, or two brachas, depending on how you count the brachas. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the week. The brachas that begin with Asher Kiddishon Mitzvot, Tzivon Laharav Noshavach Arbanu, the brachas that are said every day before we begin to learn Torah. It is unclear whether this is a requirement min HaTorah or a requirement of the Rabbanan. The reason for the somewhat confusion is the Gemara says the brachas in the third parak derives this from Sukkim, which seems to be a mitzvah min HaTorah. Nevertheless, one could argue that perhaps it is really midrabanan. The pesukim are being brought as what we call an asmach, as a remez, a little bit of allusion, a little bit of a hint to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is fundamentally midrabanan. My nafkamina, what is the practical difference whether it's midrabanan or midrabanan? You have to do it anyway. So one good test case, whether something is deraisa or midrabanan, is concerning sveikos. So whether a person is not sure whether they performed a certain mitzvah. So for example, a person doesn't remember whether they blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, then they would have to blow over again. If a person doesn't remember whether they ate matzah on Pesach night, they would have to eat over again. A person doesn't remember whether they lit Chanukah candles, they would definitely not have to light the candles again. So what would that halacha be concerning Birchas HaTorah? If a person doesn't remember whether they recited Birchas HaTorah, should we say Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumrah and you have to repeat? Or should I say no, that Sveikah D'Oraisa L'Chumrah and one does not repeat? So hopefully Beit Hashem will try to speak a little bit about this, because we have to understand a little bit more as to what exactly the bracha is, how many brachas there are. So we're going to try to use this as a little bit of a test case to prove a little bit later on in the week as to what in fact is the source, and what is the strength, and what is the absolute fulfillment of the Svitza of Birchas HaTorah. Everyone have a wonderful day.